This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Support for today's show comes from Deloitte.
Today's word on the future, together. Because the future of business isn't driven by what machines or people do alone, but by all they can achieve together. See how we can help at deloitte.com/us/innovate.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios. Crying out FM.
Welcome to the New Yorker Radio Hour. I'm David Remnick. Krajina FM is a radio station broadcasting in Kyiv, playing Ukrainian language rock and pop music. But when Russia invaded Ukraine, Krajina FM began broadcasting news about the war. It gave out logistical information to aid the war effort and collect supplies. They've even been doing things like telling stories for kids during the stressful nights of wartime. As Kyiv came under the heavier and heavier assault from Russian forces, Krajina FM relocated its production facilities outside the city. But they're still broadcasting in Kyiv and around the country.
On the second day when we came here, we went to the local military station. We went to the local military station and we said, we are here. What do you want us to do? And they asked us what you can do. And we said, we can do radio. And they said, go and make radio.
І чим ваші ж мешканці можуть вам допомогти. Разом до перемоги.
Країна ФМ. Радіо національного спротиву.
Contributor Nicholas Niarchos visited the station just a few days ago.
What does Radio Nacionalistovo Sprotivo mean?
Radio station of national resistance.
So this is the radio station of national resistance.
That's what we call it. I mean, we decided, me and Roman, in the morning, we have to do something. We cannot just say we are Ukraine FM and we are playing only Ukrainian music. No, not now. You should make your stance public and your attitude public. That's the general idea.
Nick, who were you talking with there, and where were you?
So I can't say exactly where we were for security reasons. We were in a small village a couple of hours south of Lviv in the Carpathian Mountains in a makeshift radio station that had been set up in an accountant's office. I spoke with Bogdan Balchavetsky and Roman Davidov. They ended up in this town to which they had absolutely no connection, almost at random, after they fled Kyiv.
When we came back to our senses, we started discussing who was doing what at the moment when Putin started bombing. I remember I woke up at 2:30 from a terrible nightmare, just terrible, like Stanley Kubrick movie nightmare. I mean, top grade nightmare. It's graphic, absolutely. I woke up, and then at 5, I'm browsing, and I click constantly, let's reload. And the same moment I see this red line that Putin is addressing the nation, I start hearing bombing in Kyiv. And I just get the bags, and my family was asleep in the next room, and I'm starting packing the bags, throwing everything. I'm putting in anything I see, and we move. So we left Kyiv. Everyone was scattered for 2 or 3 days. And Roman was in different part of the country. I'm a general manager, and he's a program director. And the voice of the station, actually.
Друзі, як ви знаєте, ми на Країні ФМ намагаємось через наш ефір допомогти розповсюджувати інформацію про потреби наших воїнів, територіальної оборони у всіх містах, де нас...
And we were lucky, extremely lucky, that Roman, from some of the of his remotes, he had the microphone in a trunk.
And I record news. In the first day, it was just news, of course.
And in 3 or 4 days, we decided that we should meet up somewhere. By that moment, it was very intense in terms of bombing and shelling and everything. And by chance, by pure chance, we found this place because that was the only place vacant.
Yeah.
They had a room where we could stay up. And then we set up a small studio here.
Do you mind if I just record you as you record the news?
Міністр закордонних справ Франції Жан-Ів Ле Дюран. Міністр закордонних справ Франції Жан-Ів Ле Дюран. Міністр закордонних справ Франції Жан Хелла. Міністр закордонних справ Франції Жан-Ів Ле Дюран анонсував новий пакет санкцій ЄС.
While I was there, Роман read a news break for the station.
В Ірпені російські окупанти розстріляли кореспондента американського видання «Нью-Йорк Таймс» Брента Рено. Інший журналіст отримав поранення.
One of those announcements was that a New York Times journalist was shot.
In Ірпінь, it's near Kyiv.
After the evacuation of the people, they passed the checkpoint and they've been shot and they've been hospitalized, right?
One of them
and another one?
Killed.
So that was the day that the news broke about Brent Renault, one of the journalists who was killed covering the war. And initially it was thought that he was a New York Times journalist, but it actually transpired that he was working for Time magazine.
Nick, what are the mechanics of this operation? How is it all working?
So Bogdan and Roman had this little studio in the village. And it's in a little wooden room, almost like a log cabin, where they record news and they record promos. And then they send it out to people doing production in other cities. And those people get the signal to the broadcast towers. So like everyone else these days, they're relying on the web.
Nick, do you have any idea how many radio stations this is being broadcast on?
So Bogdan guessed that at the moment it's being broadcast on just over 20, but he really has no idea how many they are broadcasting on at the moment. Normally it's around 28 stations. Have you heard from listeners? Have you heard from people telling you?
They text us. We don't have the setup to take in calls, but they text us. And of course they like it. Of course they like it.
So your programming still involves a lot of music, or?
It's music, news, and short news, and mostly announcements on what is needed right now in a very specific place. That's, we decided, would be our angle. Right now, right here, in this place. I'll give you an example. Like yesterday, the guys from military, from Kyiv military called. And they said, listen, we know you are broadcasting. We know you are broadcasting. And we need like about 100 laptops because the warehouse was damaged or something happened. We need about 100. That's a lot. I mean, 100 laptops. And we made an announcement, and we were playing this announcement like every 15 minutes or 20 minutes.
Для Збройних сил України шукаємо ноутбуки, які далі будуть розподілятися по військовій
And they call back in 2 hours and saying, stop it, we've gotten. People brought it in. What other reason do you need in this moment?
In addition to laptops, the station has put out calls to collect helmets, to collect sleeping bags, nails, gloves, thermoses, even pots to transport food to the front. What about your families? Where are your families?
Our families were with us. And like Roman's family moved out to Europe this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. And my family moved out to Europe like 2 days ago. Because it's complicated. It's complicated. I have a wife and I have a kid. Roman also has a wife. Kid and a dog.
Okay. How do you feel about your families having left?
Who having left, sir?
Your families.
Do you have a family? You have kid? Do you have wife? Then it means nothing what I tell you. Terrible. Terrible. Like never before. It's not compared to anything in my life. To anything. And I mean, it's complicated. It's better to be by ourselves. It's easier because you don't care. But I mean, you don't care in a good way. has everyone eaten? Has everyone slept well? You just send them to safe places. They will take care of themselves and we'll take care of business and ourselves. So that's the setup right now.
Crying FM started out as a music station, but as the war has gone on, they've actually evolved.
In the first day, it was just news, of course, because news is most simply with production. Now we make some features with humor. Of course, in the first week, we don't think about some funny. And now it's humor.
Як правильно говорити українською? Українські селяни не запитують, куди летить ворожий гелікоптер. Українські селяни запитують, скільки можна отримати грошей, здавши залишки ворожого гелікоптера на металобрухт. Українська легко. Слава Україні!
So that's a joke about shooting down Russian helicopters. And so they've done pieces that include poetry.
Я хочу, щоб мої гармати його розривали на клапті. Щоб тільки шматки і шмати. Щоб тільки шмарклі і лапті. Я хочу, щоб моя стула...
And fairy tales for children to the evening. Because so many children now in shelters. And they scared.
Стоїть велике креслате дерево. І так від вітру аж до землі нагинається, хилитається. Фю, туди гілки, сюди гілки. А під деревом хата така стоїть. І він до тої хати пішов. Той прямо вітер крутить навколо. Він в двері стоїть.
Plus we have recommendation from psychological recommendations. Different types of psychological recommendations, like what to do in shelter, what to do, what to tell your kid, what to, how to calm down your kid, how, I mean...
It's not from internet, it's from...
No, it's from a live person who is recording this on her phone, being in a shelter. Then she sends us here, we produce it, and then we put it in there, play it.
Якщо батько чи мати захищає країну, нам треба бути готовими до будь-яких емоцій дитини, до її істерики, крику, благань не йти.
So, the psychologist is talking about caring for children whose parents are fighting in this war. She's giving advice like show affection, show love, listen, and don't contradict what the child says. How many people normally work at the station?
15.
And where are all those people now? So it's you, Roman,
and we have two young creatives who are more freelance. They were just in an area, and
in Kyiv we have few people who doing some content, some news in Lutsk, in Poland. It's all our workers, but all of them in other places now. And some of them type text, some of them recording voices, some of them in production do something for production for us. And some of them, it's not our people, but they help to us from Russia.
This type of work, it consumes so much energy because internet is, I shouldn't say this word, internet connection is very bad. It's very bad. It's just touch and go, touch and go, touch and go, touch and go. And you guys know the feeling, right? When you're deciding to trying to upload something. And it stops at 98% and says there is no upload. And you re-upload. Then we might send like an audio piece or audio clip to the production. And the guy is not there because he has no internet connection. Then you ring everybody up. Then you should find somebody who has internet connection, send it to him. You send it to him. By that moment, the second guy got the internet connection. Then you have to call the third guy to cancel this. I mean, it's chicken farmer disease. It can, you know, like you know this joke about chicken farmer disease, no? Mm-hmm. And the chicken farmer goes outside and he was about to milk a cow. And then he sees that his chickens are not in place and he goes after the chickens. Then he sees that some pig is out of the cage. He goes after the pig. And at the end of the day, he didn't milk the cow yet because you do a lot of things which interfere into your normal workflow. That's what we do right here. I mean, that's not very efficient in terms of work, but that's all we have right now.
Слава Україні!
На країні FM спеціальний серйозно-несерйозний проект «Абетка війни». Вивчаємо новий український алфавіт разом.
I want to stress this out publicly, off the record, on the record, that we are not doing anything heroic. We are just doing what we are doing. Okay, like any farmer would do, like any driver would do, like any coffee maker would do. Nothing heroic happens here. No here, by no means, we are still in a lot of luck having what we have right now. In a lot of luck. Thousands of people were not that lucky as we are. So, and I, by no means, we want this to sound like, oh, here are the guys, they managed. We've got off pretty easy, okay? We're just doing what we can under these very, very unusual circumstances.
You can hear Kraina FM on the web, krainafm.ua. Nicholas Niarko spoke with Bogdan Bolchevietsky and Roman Davidov. And you can find Nick's story and much more coverage of the invasion of Ukraine at newyorker.com.
Support for today's show comes from Deloitte. What does the future look like? By melding business acumen and innovative technology, Deloitte can help you build the future only you can imagine. They can help engineer solutions for your business reality today and your vision for tomorrow to get you to a world where you don't just dream it, you build it. See how you can engineer advantage with Deloitte at Deloitte.com/US/engineering advantage.